When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everyone? How you guys doing? Before we go into the live session, we're going to be talking about this whole time. Should you date your brother's ex old lady? And boy, it's like, wow, do we even need to talk about something like that? I thought it was bros before hoes, man. It is a situation where you're going to put yourself into something very uncomfortable. Because, put it this way, your ex old lady, would you want a brother or friend to date them? No, of course you wouldn't. Because, for one, you got rid of her for a reason. And for two, you know how freaking uncomfortable that's going to be. Again, you're seeing your friend or your brother over there, you know, rubbing up against your ex old lady. There's going to be some hard feelings there. There really is. There's going to be some very hard feelings, especially if it's in an MC. It's going to get even worse. Now, those in an MC know how to handle it a little different because, hey, you know, you got your pass arounds, you got your, you know, your property ofs. It's a whole different type of meaning there. Now, pass around, yeah, go for it, go do the buddy. But a former property of yours, it just seems like insanity to me to be able to sit there and see that kind of stuff. And that's going to cause friction between you and your brother. Be honest with yourself. Will you be able to handle something like that? I'd have to say no. And that's a lot of times things that ruin friendships, ruin clubs, is because of that friction. And it's all over a woman. Let's be honest again. A lot of the problems within the club scene has been started by a woman. So if he's really your brother, he would push her down the road if she's trying to hit up on him and stuff. And it is kind of sad nowadays. Guys don't think like that. They think with the wrong head, if you know what I mean. Instead of pushing them down the road, they get involved with it. And I guess your friendship and your brotherhood didn't mean too much to them, if you know what I mean. So let's go into the live session right now and let's get what your thoughts are on this subject. Should a brother or a friend go and sleep with your old lady after you broke her up? Let me know. Let's do this. Hey, what's up, everyone? How you guys doing? Thanks for that donation, Chase. If you guys want to donate, you can do it right here in Super Chat or Cash App at $MotorcycleMadhouse. Don't forget, right after this show, I'm going into Discord over in General Chat and chatting it up with all you guys. So right after this show, there is the link right there. What do you guys think? Should you be dating your brother's exo lady, or hell, even a friend's exo lady? Now, this causes a lot of stuff, and let's go over the different levels here. You got your pass arounds. Hey, that is game on right there. Pass her around to 100 people if you want. But when it comes to your old lady, your ride or die, hell no, you're not supposed, you know what, if you break up,
you'll probably break the neck of your brother who is going to date your ex. Not cool whatsoever. And it kind of shows you what kind of person you are. And you'll have people come back and say, well, you can't control love. Love my ass. You're out there trying to get you some. And you've probably been trying to freaking court her ever since your brother it was with her. There is some scandalous people out there. Scandalous people. And unfortunately, it extends to an MC or in everyday life. Hell! You had Hunter Biden marry his brother's ex-o-lady. Come on, what the hell? I know keeping it in the family, but that ain't cool at all, man. So a lot of the problems that you see in this world, and I gotta say, women, I gotta say, you scandalous, because you're in control of everything, and you know it. As China Doll would say, you have that cooter pocket, okay? And a man, they can't go without thinking about sex for 10 seconds. Proven fact, by the way. So you use that in order to cause strife. I really believe that sometimes. Because you should know better. Why would you want to date somebody's brother or ex or whatever you want to call it, okay? The subject gets to me. Why would you want to do it other than to fill that cooter pocket? But you love drama. I have come to realize that women, they do it on purpose. Now, if you ever listen to the show in the mornings, I kind of bash on women a little bit because nobody pushes back. They always think that women are innocent. Women aren't innocent. They're fiends. They're huge fiends that will entrap you if it's will. It's like they put a hypnosis on you and you'll do anything they wish. That's what makes the world go around. We all know it. But if you're in a tight-knit type of deal, MC, let's say that, writing club, social club, and next thing you know, you see this broad with another brother, and her ex is sitting out in the corner going, what happened? What happened to the code? And what's even worse is, and I've seen this, I've actually seen this, where this has happened, and the number one thing that was said, well, you're not doing her anymore, so why can't somebody else? It's like the world has lost its damn mind. There's something called honor. And of course, there's the code. Everybody knows the code. You just don't do that. But I've seen it to where a club actually said, hey, you're not doing her anymore. It's game on. Well, wait a second. I thought that was just for a pass around, not an ex-o lady or a ride to die. Well, she's not a ride or die because she's no longer there. That, I have to say, as Ken just said, that is the younger generation. But you have to say to yourself at that point, is it our fault? My generation. See, Generation X didn't really teach these kids. We fell off the radar, or we were in the corner smoking something where we forgot to pass down what we learned from the old timers, from the Vietnam generation. We forgot. We lost our minds. And what's going on now, not just in the MC, I'm talking about life in general, is you have a new generation coming up that, one, doesn't know what honor is. Two, they don't know what loyalty is. And three, they only care about themselves. I was just watching Black Dragon stuff and Big Bone. You know, if you haven't gone to the Boneyard yet, you're really missing out, man, because Big Bone is really killing it over there. And he's talking about some very logical stuff that I'm really into. So go over there and check it out. But Black Dragon today is talking about the we and not the me. When somebody goes out there and starts screwing an ex-old lady, it's all about them. They do not care who they hurt when it comes to this type of stuff. A lot of wars within the MC scene especially were started by women. This goes back to all the big four. I'd have to say at least three clubs that are involved in stuff, it started over to a woman in the 70s. Thanks for that, Chase, man. That's awesome. That's twice today, man. I really appreciate those donations because it's getting expensive over on that radio station. But anyway, Corey says lots of people blame being drunk and run with that excuse. There is no excuse whatsoever. I do. Well, you know, if you're falling down drunk or falling down messed up and, an ex comes over there, starts playing, maybe. But other than that, when you're sober, you know, you need to fix that situation. But a lot of people do use that excuse. Well, I was messed up. You knew what you were doing. So just stop. That's what I hate the most. They make one excuse, another excuse, and another excuse. And the next thing you know, they can't even remember the first excuse that they give. No, it is not all right. And it has to make you believe, again, that something was going on during it. See, men, sometimes your radar is off. Mine, I always have tuned in because I look for the little stuff where people, they'll wait until the big stuff happens. No, you got to read between the lines. You got to use your head. And if you feel something's going on, you got to listen to your gut. Always listen to the gut. What do we got here? Mohawk. What's up, man? Broco, bro, break it. Heart gets broke, heads get broke, and she's bouncing between brothers. She belongs to the streets with a thumb out. You got that right, man. But like I said earlier, you got these guys that are younger now, and I have to say, most generations, okay? And I don't know what it is that they lose common sense when it comes to a woman. They'll always lose common sense. They should know better. Actually, there's no excuse. They should know better. If they really believe in what their values are as a man, then stuff like that wouldn't happen. But unfortunately, it does. You know, I've known some clubs that if a guy goes to prison, she's open game. Well, wait a second. Then the question comes up, this guy just got time for the club. How are you going to say his old lady is open game? That is something I never, ever, ever, ever understood. A guy does time for the club and you're going to let his old lady out there? No, that ain't cool, man. What you should be doing is encouraging her, if you know what I mean, to make sure she's taking care of that old man. Why he's in the joint, because that's something that he earned. Not only in a club sense, but a man. Let's see here. Gio, yeah, if I'm locked up and he's pushing up on my old lady, he wasn't my bro. Hell no, they weren't. anyone that does this kind of devious, underhanded BS, that isn't your brother. And that's a lot of people. They believe in 3 or 4 or 5 chances. Hell freaking no. You get one. You screw up the once, I'll never trust you again. That's the way I was taught, which is the best way. You screw up once, yeah, I'll be cordial with you, but I'll never trust you again. It was interesting. I was talking to a guy the other day, and he was telling me a story, old timer man from the 70s. He was telling me a story about how his club only had one bylaw, just one. And it really made sense as far as a brother's concerned. And he said, because he started talking to me about the protocol channels and everything else, about how it's really not that hard. This is an old timer, okay? We're talking about Vietnam-era old timer in his 70s or something like that. And he said the only bylaw that his club had was if you got a guy that can't pay child support, can't take care of his own family, how in the hell are you going to expect him to take care of you? So they had a bylaw, if you can't pay your child support or you can't take care of your family, you don't have a job, you're not getting in. So you can imagine just how hardcore that club is when it comes to dating a brother's ex. Could you? That is the best one. And I think it wipes out a lot of stuff when it comes to what you're seeing online. And I'm not bashing anybody. I'm just coming from his angle, because it had to be an hour and a half conversation we had. I was just enamored by the conversation. And he was totally right. If they can't take care of their kids through child support or their family, they're not going to take care of you. He brought up the instance of, you know, if he's riding his bikes on the side of the road 200 miles away from home and he's going to call you, he don't want no damn excuses, and he sure to hell don't want no excuses when it comes to money, because here he is on the side of the damn road. So he wants to make sure your ass is going to be there. That's a true brother. And we lost a lot of that. And I can't understand why a cooter pocket would change somebody. It's hard for me to understand that. Let's see what we got here. Simon, that title or that titty, yeah, well, that behavior can bring down a whole club. Look at New Zealand's club after all the dramas with ex-girls, lies with ex-partners. Yeah, you're damn right that can bring down a club. You're damn right it can. Let's see here. Yvonne Cook, I took care of myself. I let her have him. Rock on. There you go. That's badass right there. Geo, cooter pockets are a worm. It can make a brother melt. Oh my God, is that so true? Have you ever seen, say, a friend or somebody that you're really close to, and they just meet a woman, and the first couple months, that's where all the love triangle stuff is, where, oh, baby, I love you, or I just can't live without you. Usually that's within the first week or two. And next thing you know, they're being led around by a leash, if you will, by a leash, and doing every beckoning that she wants. And I sit here, man, you only knew her like 1 or 2 weeks, and already she's got your nuts in her pocket. What the hell's going on with you? Men just lose it. I don't get it. Maybe it's this younger generation that thinks about it different, but damn, I'll be damned if I'm going out with somebody a week or two and she got Mida. I've been going out with China now for been married 28 years, it's going to be. She don't have my damn nuts. Hell no, man. I like having them right where they belong. I don't need somebody telling me what's up. Mohawk, lack of blood to the brain. You got that right. Some of the excuses that some of these guys give, it pisses you off, but at the same time, it makes you laugh your ass off. It really does. Mike, this is as much of a leadership issue as member issue. Stuff like this puts wedges between membership. Club leadership needs to lead and have the SOA or VP stop this nonsense. You know what? Yeah, they do. It does become a leadership issue, and I don't consider it relationship meddling if they do step in. Because you got to remember that when you're in a club, it's about the club. It's what's better for the club. It's not about one member. So the SA, you're damn right, should be stepping up and taking care of that problem. I know in my club, other clubs, they would step in. Let's see here. Time to unite, join forces, worldwide family. You know what the problem with that, Todd, is that's been said for 40, 50 years now. And hopefully they're going to understand that one of these days it does have to happen. You know, it's happening more than you know right now. There's a lot of diamond clubs, though they might not be partying together and stuff, but they're not getting into what they used to get into because they understand what the repercussions and all the technology has to do. See here, Mike, the pub is more important than I am. Unfortunately, sometimes the clubhouse is. I remember some of the guys on the Protocol channel saying, you know, we used to make fun of the rubbers, and you're sitting outside while they're the ones riding, if you know what I mean. Chris, Cooter Pockets, not just for lunch. I have to give it, man. China Doll's the one who made that up. I left my ass off. We were going by Dollar Gentril, and it just came up. And that's what she calls it, Dollar Gentril. And I just died on the, because we were riding a bully, I think it was. And she just spurted it out. It's hard to ride with China Doll. Because she's always talking, and worse, when it's a long ride, she'll start freaking singing, and she sings some of the stupidest crap, where she tries to get the song etched in your brain. That's China now. Daryl, if your loyalty is, let's see here. If your loyalty is weaker than your self-control, you're too weak for the MC life. But is that true? Is that true? Because if the MC allows that kind of stuff, or anybody, a group of friends, because I don't want to make this just about the MC stuff. I'm talking about men in general that are supposed to be friends. So, in your example, is it the person or is it the club that's weak because they allowed that type of stuff and they're allowing that kind of drama within their club? Simon, so she sings to you, "Why You Ride." That's what you're saying. Dude, this is the song that never ends. Yeah, I got to hear that. And I got to hear that for like 20 minutes before she shuts up. And she does it to push my buttons. That's what she does. See here. Geo. Yeah, cooter pockets make guys zombies. It's like they lose their damn mind. And like I said earlier, what the hell, man, are you guys falling in love in the first or, you know, second weeks? Give me a break. But I do have to say the one that bugs me the most is the ones that say, hey, if a brother goes to prison, and they try to cover it up with, well, they're just keeping her warm for you, giving her what she needs so she's there when you're out. Give me a break with that, man. That's some stupid stuff right there. Old lady, what would you do if you found me in the sack with your best friend? Well, hopefully she join in, but that's just my warped mind. She be out there trying to cut your nuts off. And they can't say they wouldn't be. Because women are the most jealous, man. They some freaks, okay? They mark their territory. They're like a cat. They put this spray out there where it tells other women, hey, stay away. But I have to, you know, question your tactics on how you let yourself get caught if you're going to be doing it. That's one thing. It's like, damn, man, why'd you take her to your own house? Why ain't you down at the, you know, pay by the hour motel with her? Be smart about it if you're going to cheat. Geo, no baby sharks for me. My goodness gracious, she freaking sings that song as well. Thanks. Now that's going to be in my head. That's crazy right there. But you're right. She does do that. Yvonne, meow. let's see here. Mark. My girl ran off with my best friend, and I'm sure gonna miss him. There you go, man. Because if you have somebody like that in your life and they do something like that to you, it's game over. Stay away. I don't want to hear nothing from you. You know, if you want my sloppy seconds, go for it. I don't want to see you. I don't want to see her because you're just a bunch of douchebags. So, yeah, damn right, Mark. See you later. I wouldn't miss him, though. Ah, oh, my sister-in-law. Ah, oh, yes, my S.I.L. The heathen, as I call her, because she's into that Wicca stuff. Long what we peeing on you like a male dog does. Todd, use your pass as stepping stone and keep moving forward. Damn, man, how freaking true is that? They always say in business, and this is life in general, failure is a teacher. And I'd have to say, use your past as a stone and keep moving. That's a damn good saying right there. Because men, when you come into this and you look at it as people are scandalous, you'll keep your guard up. And that don't only apply to just relationships. That's life in general. Homieto Chase. Watch out. I'm going to probably get yelled at because I said it wrong. Well, if your brother goes to your ex, he should just go because your cause, what that's what he's test or tasting. Just say it. Oh, you got to love Chase. You really got to love Chase. Let's see here. Bash. I started riding in my 40s. Some say it's too late. For me, it was perfect. The thing about starting so late was, for me, it's all about riding and the MC life. I have no interest in mixing with women. Well, that's until, you know, you get that passing round and you're at the clubhouse in that back room. Well, I'd have to say that's part of MC life. Boy, will I get bashed about that one. On my other channel, I was doing some videos, and boy, did I get the hate over there, man. I get the hate over on my other channel because of some of the subjects I talk about. The one was about co-eds, MCs, and I just don't believe in it. I don't believe it. Because that's, again, it's like surrendering your manhood, okay? Let's just be honest. That's what it is. When you have, you know, you say you have a woman that's patched and you're prospecting, how can you do it? Please, somebody, if you're in a co-ed MC, can you explain it to me? Because after all, you know, I'm hooked on Phonics Hollywood, and sometimes I don't pick things up so quick. So can you tell me, how do you do that? How do you take direction from a woman telling you what to do? I couldn't do it. There's no damn way. Let's see here. What else we got? Let me pull down here. Until she swallowed it. look out the windshield, not in the rear view mirror. You got that right, Mark. That's always the best way to look at life. Cuff the haters. You got that right, Chase. You know how many haters I get? God dang, do I get some haters. But I like those two scenarios. Because if people looked at that on face value, there wouldn't be any problems. There wouldn't be any problems at all if people looked like that. I don't know what the hell movie that Chinadown was watching today. It was with Bradley Cooper, and he was afraid to tell his, you know, his lady that, hey, I want out of this, but he was screwing around with somebody else. I just don't understand why, you know, somebody wouldn't have the nards to say, hey, I'm done. I just don't get it. Chase, man, you're the man, man. You're up to 15 already. Man, I appreciate the shit out of that. That'll go for the freaking web hosting stuff, man. Again, if you want to help donate to the show, you can with Cash App, $ Motorcycle Madhouse, or right here on YouTube. You know, I got some of the best damn freaking subscribers out there. So how many women am I actually, pissing off yet? You know, I seem to do that a lot. And if you guys haven't listened to the second part of the show with me and Chinadel, because what happens is you get the first half on YouTube where you can actually see my pretty face. Right after that, we have a music break, and then we go on the radio, MotorcycleMadhouseRadio.com. You can listen to it there or in Discord with everybody else. Because if you haven't been on the Discord yet, you're missing out, because we got a lot of good people over there. A lot of chatting goes on. You get to meet people. Here's the link right there. Be open-minded. What do we got here from Todd? Now it's just, you know, statements, question, answer time here. Everybody knows spiel's over. Don't do it. Be open-minded. Use your mind. Don't lose your mind. Use the earth. Don't lose the world. Man, you're like a Socrates, man, Todd. You're killing it on that stuff. Frogzilla, my man. My old lady said a lot. She's listening in the kitchen, making me dinner. Like she's supposed to. Make that sandwich. Make that sandwich. You got to be cool to women, man. You really do. See, I'm a prick, but that's just where I come from. But women are, you know what? When you got to ride or die, it is the best thing in the world. Because most of the time, they're right there with you in your type of thinking. They know you're going to take care of them. You know, you're going to be their security blanket. And they treat you like a man. Nowadays, when you look around, it's hard to see people being treated like real men. But I also got to blame that on us too. Because men aren't really men anymore. When you have to be somebody that sits on a couch all day and you're not supporting your woman like you're supposed to, then you have no reason to bitch when she treats you like a punk. Because that's exactly what you are if you can't get out there and take care of her financially anyway. Big boy, what's up, Hollywood? Been watching you for a while now and love your stuff. You've really helped me become more educated in MC culture and how not to be a jackass. Well, you know, it's not a bad thing being a jackass once in a while, but I appreciate that, big boy. Means a lot to me. You know, I've had people that have been following me since I started on the YouTube portion of Insane Throttle, which kicks ass. I think it's been almost like 5 years now that I've been on this channel. I've been being asked a lot about Black Dragon's question about when did I lose my first channel because I got it taken down and why I lost it. I'm not giving you answers because he's giving away books, so you got to get it on your own. But yeah, that was something else right there. You know, I think I lost like 10,000 when I was just starting out and YouTube, you know, punked me out and stuff. And I was like, damn, man. That sucked. Joe Blow. What's up, Homer? How you doing? Let's see here. Best by far. Lots of bikers are solid as a soup. You goddamn right. And that's unfortunate, man. It really is. Because I talk about it all the time, how it seems like culture shock to me. And it's like, what happened? Did I get into the Twilight Zone or something? I know all the older guys feel the same way. It's like, damn, this is some Twilight Zone crap right here. It's uncool. It's not what we know. But it's just like anything. If society changes, so does, you know, the different cultures within society. But I never thought in my wildest dreams that the scene, the biker scene, whatever you want to call it, lifestyle, whatever, would ever change like it did. I never thought it would get so PC. You know, because I have bikers all over the world that listens to the morning show. All over the world. And the hate mail I get in segments that I talk about this kind of stuff with women, and I'm being real laid back on this one, on this show. Because I get awful in the other one because I'm not censored. It's unbelievable, the hate. Well, that's not how I treat a woman. You're supposed to treat them like a queen. Well, then I come back and say, do they treat you like a king? There's the question. Do they treat you like a king? Let's see here. Hans, I remember a Black Dragon video where he said you can date a PO as long as you ask permission, showing respect, or is that only the 60s and 70s? I don't, that's Black Dragon's opinion. Me, if I seen something like that, no. Mm-mm. You shouldn't even come up and ask for permission. And the dates you're talking about pass arounds. Because back then it was even worse than it is now. You just did not do that. You didn't want a doubt in your mind. Because those were serious times you just put. you couldn't afford not to trust your brother back in those days, man, because of everything that was going down. You couldn't have any doubt whatsoever in the trust of your brother. But I don't even care if they ask for permission, man, because if they ask for permission, they weren't your brother in the first place, because they should know better. I'll talk to BD about that one. I got to talk to him about that one. Let's see here. Simon says, "Nah. Well, I hang out at libraries these days, not bars. I'd rather stay away from me, the dramas. So I looked for a club that don't have that, and glad I found that three-time lucky." You know what? I'd have to say, I don't hang out in the library, but I don't go into bars that much. You know, when I'm out with the guys, I'll have to, but, and the reason is there is too much drama, and I don't like drunks. Let's just put it that way. They get stupid. They get stupid when they're drunk. Oh, China Doll's in here. Oh, we can have a debate, oh, China, tomorrow on the show. Treat a old lady like you want to be treated. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, we're going to have a second part of the show tomorrow, now that you brought that up. There's the Discord link. So you to listen to the second half of the show, it usually comes on between 8:15 and 8:20 a.m. Central, unless I'm on a rant on YouTube. But you to listen to it there. China Doll just got herself in trouble. Just got herself in trouble. We'll be talking about that. Rauru, Shaggy. then that's why China Doll sings Baby Shark to Hollywood. Oh, sometimes, just let me tell you, sometimes I wish that somebody fell off the back, okay? I can't stand having a radio on my bike, and I'll never get a bike with a radio. I sure to hell don't want to be serenaded by China Doll, okay? Let's see here. SIL, stupid drunks make trip and face plant on your back porch. Yes, yes, my drunk sister-in-law was over here. Her and China Doll at the bar. They come home and she is drunker than the skunk. And she freaking trips and face plants on the ground. Funny stuff to me, because it wasn't me. That's like China Doll in the wintertime. At least once she eats shit. At least one. It's like, do you know how to walk? You're always busting your ass. So do you know how to walk? Funny stuff, man. Funny stuff. ooh, somebody just cash apped. Let's see here. I appreciate that again, Chase. You're at $20. You're rocking, man. You are the king. Geo, I'll put my face all over your back porch, Shocker. I know you would. I know you would. Only thing I'd have to warn her about you is you're a Southsider. So... 360 Stefan, hey, Hollywood in China. I think China's listening, but I think she's training somebody, and she probably don't want her to hear me, because she'll have a lot of questions to ask. Poor one. It was funny. Thank you again, man. Screw the haters, man. You know, Chase is rocking it. The new one said, hey, I want to screw with your husband, you know, joke around. And she came back and said, you don't want to do that, man. He's freaking mean when he, does that stuff. China, I have my Bluetooth in. Why the hell don't you have it on? See, you're embarrassed. Okay, The problem with China Doll is she gets embarrassed of me too quick because I don't have a filter when it comes to being out in public. I say stupid shit. So you have your Bluetooth in. You won't even let your employee listen to me. That is messed up. That is messed up. That is screwed up. I say, take off your Bluetooth and let her listen to me. And I think she'll get educated because I need to educate women out there. Men don't do it. So somebody has to step up and educate them on how to treat their men like, you know, kings. I was going to say queens. I guess you could say that if, you know, you go both ways. I don't know what you do in your bedrooms. Your personal business. It ain't mine. Let's see here. China Doll. Hell no. Why? She can listen. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, what I'm saying is true. See, women hate it when there's a man out there giving advice to other men on how to be a man. They hate it. Because then what happens is, especially if you have one of them nerd type of husbands, they're just nerds. Yes, ma'am. Yes, honey. Oh, you need me to do this, honey? I'll do it for you, honey. Yeah, you got them. But once they listen to somebody like me, they start growing some. Oh, man, that woman gets pissed off. Because the man has finally redeemed himself getting his stuff. China Doll, treat you like a queen or a king. China Doll out there talking shit, man. Hollywood, make me a sandwich. That'll never happen in your damn life. I won't even cook for you. You know that to be true. I will not cook for you. You know, you were crying and whining on the other show. I won't hold the door open for you. Well, if women want equal rights, then do it your damn self. Why do I got to open the door? You got a hand. You do it when I'm not around, so why the hell do I got to do it? You know, or why do I got to pull your chair out at dinner? You know, you got these guys that are just so laced up that they do that kind of stuff. Me, I'd be the one that pulls the chair out and let them fall on their ass because it'd be that funny to me. Here's the thing. Do your swinger. You telling me clubs don't allow swinging permission or not? This is what confuses me. That's a whole different situation where it's about the sex thing. It's not about love or dating them. You know, that just don't go that way. What is for dinner tonight, China Doll, after you're done with work? Yeah, what are you going to make me when you get home? Is it going to be any good? This broad goes and cooks me two Polish sausages this morning, little bitty ones, toast and eggs. I was like, what kind of food is this? What the hell happened here? You know, she has to make that up when she gets back. She does. Let's see here. The truth shall set you free. Well, sometimes it does, but I'm sorry to say they just don't take my advice. I don't know what if it's because they're hypnotized or they can't find another piece, but most guys won't take the advice. And they'll sit there and live miserable and miserable and miserable. Because they won't listen to Hollywood. You listen to me and my outlook, you'll have a blast, man. You'll have a blast living life. And it's very interesting. When you actually act like a man, you actually want to see your partner or your old lady or whatever more. You that builds a closeness because they know where you're coming from and that you're doing what you're supposed to. It builds the happiness, if you know what I mean. Geo, today's topic is your brother's ex cooter pockets. To eat or not to eat is the question. Oh my goodness, man. I got the best. I'm telling you, I got the best. You know, my sister-in-law, I'm not taking your advice. Well, you know, it happens. You'd rather go fishing. That's cool. But a lot of other guys don't want to go fishing. Well, they might go fishing for, you know, I always say that there's like sunfish and then there's whales and there's that perfect bass. And here I am comparing a woman to a fish. That's pretty bad, man, because I haven't gone fishing and, you know, I'm starting to get withdrawal. I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know. Tastes like fish. It's a dish. Problem with that is if it smells like fish, it sure ain't a dish. You got to stay away, stay as far as, get away. Don't go near that thing, man. That's the two-finger test, man. If it's, you know, smells like fertilizer or raw fish or that stuff, you know, the dead freaking, yeah. Yeah, no. Uh-uh. That ain't happening. No. But I am disappointed that China Dow won't let her, employee listen to me. That's some bull. And yeah, anyway, I'm gonna be in Discord in a couple minutes. It's a fun one, talking to you guys, chatting with you all. Here's the link if you want to join me in there. Just sit and bullshit, have a good time, stay in there for like a half hour, and by that time, I'll maybe China Doll will be in there, man. I'd pick on her some, you know, some more and stuff. But thanks, guys, for joining in today's live. We usually keep it about 50 minutes to an hour just to chill on a Sunday night with you guys. Don't forget to like and subscribe. You guys rock, man. Appreciate everything that you guys do. I'll see you tomorrow morning right here at 8 o'clock. For the biker news, and then we go into the second half where I drive my old lady crazy.